FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we have Armin Dupuis. Now, I don't know if you've been following our progress, but Armin is part of a weight loss program, a slimless weight loss program. It has, well, we're going to talk about some of the actual body cycles that we, that actually make, is the reason some of the rules or tools that we have with regards to eating is best for your body. So we'll talk about that today, but it really doesn't have a lot of restrictions. And we'll talk about those because it kind of falls in with the same thin. But you can find out more information about Armin at his website, dietless.info. So it's not .com, it's .info, dietless.info. So welcome, Armin.
Yes, hi.
I guess this is what, our third show now?
Yes, this is the third show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so like we're going to try to keep on progressing it a little bit for everybody. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things, you know, like we've got the classes going just recently, as everybody knows who's been listening to the shows before. And it was about 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks since we did our last show, something like that.
Yeah.
And, so what's been happening on the program is right now, like I said in the previous show, we have 4 classes going, and all the support is online. And, so support is always as close as people's computers. And so we have conference rooms where we meet support. You know, we use Skype also and tools like that. So it makes it very, very easy to do. And the very fact that it's all online, the overhead is like zip, you know, that kind of thing. So that's why we can give the support for free. We don't have to pay for the heavy overhead of a clinic or something like that, being virtual. But, on the program, it progresses quite naturally. And I think one of the most important things that people need to know about this program is that it's easy. Okay, and that easy and weight loss don't usually go together, okay? And I know, I mean, everybody's going to be different. Everybody's body is a bit different. There's no cookie cutter thing, you know, one size fits all. It doesn't work that way. We don't have a diet of any kind. We just give general guidelines on how to eat, and we can talk about that a little bit. But the essence of the program is not just learning what to do, like, you know, how do you rebuild your metabolism? How should you eat day to day and so on? But the essence of it is doing it. And this is where we talked about the IntelliKey teachings in our last show, and that learning how to make those little changes you need to make in your life and do it without having to struggle. I mean, this is the bottom line. That's the key to the whole thing. I mean, if you've got a struggle to maintain a certain diet, or if you've got a struggle to maintain a maintenance diet, for example, inevitably you're going to fail, you see. You're going to fail. I mean, you're going to go back to your comfort foods, the food that you enjoy, and so on. And, of course, that's what caused the weight gain in the beginning, you see. So this cycle of dieting and feasting and fasting, if you will, it messes up the body's metabolism. And so as a result, metabolism, for a big part, is industry caused, okay? It's the diet industry is causing the problem in metabolism, you see? So again, they're producing their own clients year after year, because you go to a diet clinic and, you know, you go on some diet, and the only thing we know for sure about that diet, sure, you lose some weight if it's a, because it's going to be restricted in whatever way, whether it's restricting the fat or the calories or the carbs or whatever. Okay. It's going to be restricting you. And so as a result, of course you'll lose some weight. But once you eventually go off that diet, because in the diet itself, the one thing you've accomplished over and above that is that you have slowed down your metabolism, okay? You've slowed down your metabolism. And with a slowed metabolism now, guess what? When you do go back to that normal eating, you're going to gain all of that weight back. Plus, you're going to gain some extra as a bonus, because now with a slowed metabolism, you're going to maintain, and using the industry terms, you're going to maintain a higher set point, you see? And that's the problem. And so you go and you lose the weight, you feel great, you know, and so on. And, you know, and then you go from there. And, give me a second here. All right. And, so what happens then is you lost the weight by the clinic and, with the clinic and so on. You go back, you gain all the weight back. So then, of course, next year you're going to go back to the clinic again and get them to help you lose the weight. But they do it in a way that makes your problem worse. So they're creating lifelong clients. And once we begin to understand that, say, look, you know, it's not magic. It's not rocket science. How does my body actually work? And is what they're wanting me to do, is it consistent with how my body is? You see? And most of the time, the programs are working against your mind and body. So it's inevitable that you're going to, you know, people are going to get gaining more and more weight as time goes by. There's more and more people becoming more and more overweight all the time. And the cost is incredible to the healthcare system, lack of productivity, and it goes on and on. Go ahead, Lori.
I was just going to say, and willpower can only get you so far. Your own individual willpower, as much as we'd like to, I mean, it only works so far and for so long, and then you lose it. And then when you lose it, you feel like you're a failure, and then all of your, you know, your programming.
I might as well pig out.
Well, exactly. Then all your programming comes out again, and, you know, if you're feeling like a failure, you may as well pig out. You may as well start, you know, I'll start it again next week. But then that doesn't happen so quickly, because you've lost your incentive and you lost your motivation.
Exactly. And so this is the thing, you see, because you have to understand that, you know, I had a thought when you were talking there, but it'll come back to me. But basically, you know, you're trying to do the right thing, but willpower, okay? I mean, let's talk just briefly about willpower, because this is a very, very important part of it. And I think we've got Ingrid on. She's going to come on a little later. Lady that was on with us last week. And I asked her to come back on board because it was 4 weeks on the program when she came in last time, and now it's another 3 weeks. So it gives our listeners a chance to kind of follow a student's progress kind of thing and see what's changed in her life in the meantime. But this is the whole thing, that the habit, you see, here's the bottom line. And if you really want to understand weight control, this is it. Listen up. Is that the habit, okay, the habit is buried in the unconscious part of the mind, okay? That's the part that below the level of your conscious awareness. That's where the habit is buried. And here's the problem when you talk about willpower, Lori, is that the habit is and always will be stronger than your willpower, okay? Let's get that point. Your habit is and always will be stronger than your willpower. And it's not because you lack willpower, you know? I mean, I've seen people go on weird diets for 6 months at a time. Don't tell me people have no willpower, you see, because in the meantime, you're starving yourself. So you have to have a lot of willpower to keep starving yourself like that, you see. And so here's the problem is now, let's say that whether you're going on a diet, but let's look at it on a healthier way. Let's say that instead of eating the way you're eating, for example, you decide to eat in a healthier way. Okay, you're going to eat healthier foods. You're going to eat less of the junk, etc., whatever, you know. Not dieting, but you're just going to start to change your lifestyle just a little bit. Okay, and now you attempt to stick to this new lifestyle, even though it's only a minor change, you attempt to stick to this lifestyle through your effort of willpower. But guess what? That habit is stronger than the will, and eventually you're going to go back. Guaranteed, you see? And that's the big difference. Not only are we teaching the right thing as far as metabolism and food that they don't teach in the clinics and in the fitness centers, okay? You know, we go the opposite way because what they're doing isn't working, it's obvious. And so Not only are we doing that, teaching you about metabolism and how you can rebuild it easily, it's not very difficult, and teaching you about food and what little changes you can make that's going to make a big difference to your weight. But see, those principles, unless you can make them a part of you and change it at the habit level, you're always going to go back to the old habits and gain it back.
Right.
You see? So if you have, and so all we've done is taken, I've been in this field of personal growth, or call it mind development if you want, since as my main passion in my life since 1955. But you see what I've done, I've studied from the East to the West, but what I've done is taken all of the knowledge that I've gained in that time, and I narrowed it down and simplified it to some simple, simple techniques that everybody can use. How to use the imagination to go and change that habit easily and effortlessly. That's actually fun to do. It's a fun thing. You see?
Definitely.
And that's the thing. And that's the whole idea. So now you're changing from within, as in from without. See, normally you're trying to change from without, and that doesn't work. You're trying to change from the outside. Say, oh, well, I got all this fat. I got my thighs and my butt, are so big. I got to get that shrunk down. But now all your focus, your whole mental focus is on that weight. And, of course, whatever you focus on expands. So the more you focus on your weight, the more weight you gain. You're reprogramming your mind to be gaining more weight, you see. And so how do you change that habit? And that's the key to the whole program, is to make that change easily and go from there.
Right.
So that's the whole thing, the habit, and this is the whole thing. I mean, look, if you really think about it, I mean, I'm sure most of our listeners, if you're listening to this show, you've probably been on a few diets before, guaranteed, 2, 3, more, As a matter of fact, I know that most women have spent a lot more money on weight control over the years than they'd ever dare admit to their husbands, But that's the reality. But, how's it working? It's not, you see. So again, it's not rocket science, like I've said so many times. It's just a matter of understanding, how do I work? How does my body work? And how can I start to rebuild my metabolism? How can I turn my body into a nice fat-burning machine instead of a sugar burner? You see, to the degree that you're overweight, you're more of a sugar burner than a fat burner. That's the problem. We show you how to change that around. And actually, Ingrid is a good example of that, because she's, really building up in that way. Yeah. So do we have her handy?
Let's bring her on after one of the breaks.
We'll do the break first. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. That's fine. That works out. Yeah.
Let's briefly touch on the cycles of the body, and then we'll go into more detail about that.
Okay, sure. First of all, when you're talking about the body cycles, and this is a big problem in the Western world in our eating habits, okay? Everybody's been taught, for example, that you need to have a big breakfast. I mean, your breakfast is the most important meal of the day, okay? And what we do when we have this breakfast of bacon and eggs and sausage and toast and butter and jam and coffee or tea or whatever, with triple cream and triple sugar and all that kind of stuff, we have a really heavy breakfast to see us through the day. You see, and usually we bring in the meat, where sausages, bacon, or whatever, and so on. And some breakfasts will have home fries along with that, you see, this heavy breakfast. But you see, the reason that doesn't really work very well is because from about the hours of 4 a.m. till 12 noon, your body's in a cleansing mode, okay? And so what happens is you get up in the morning, you get up at 6 or 7 o'clock, you go to work or whatever, you have a big heavy-duty breakfast to see you through the day. And so what you've done, your body was in the cleansing mode till about noonish. And by having the heavy breakfast, okay, what you've done is you've stopped that elimination process. And the heavier the food, the heavier the food, the more time it's going to take to digest that, you see. And so it doesn't work out very well. From 12 noon till about 8 p.m. is when you're taking food in, and from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m., you're kind of assimilating it into your cells and so on. And then from 4 a.m. on, it starts the cleansing process. And so, the type of food that people eat, now we eat lots of food in the mornings, no problem, but we don't go that same type of breakfast. We have some change. We do things a little bit differently.
Right. Okay, we're gonna go into more detail about that when we come back from break, but I just wanted people to have an idea of what the cycles are, because I think that that's a really big piece that a lot of people don't get. So Armin's program is free to everybody. So I want you to connect in with his website, which is dietlist.info. And we'll be back from break You're listening to us on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friend. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bank Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com, powered by CBS Radio.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Armin Dupuy. Armin has this great program. I was part of this program maybe 8 years ago, and then in the last couple years, people that have been listening to my show know that I've had a few different problems between frozen shoulders, which meant I couldn't really walk, and also having some heavy metal poisoning from a reaction to diesel. I've had, you know, my issues. So I've been on the program for a couple months now, and I've lost 31 inches. I go through different periods. I've had to balance out a lot of different things. I've had to work on a few different things. My digestion wasn't great. Now my thyroid has been a little bit out of whack. So I've been working on different issues as they come up or as they're brought up. But on the most part, this program is the best program I've been on, and we're giving you little pieces of information. We want you to actually join the free program, because regardless of whether you get involved in, you know, the supplements that may assist your journey, the program itself has enough information to really assist you. And when we bring Ingrid on after the next break, I mean, she's just on the program and she can talk about, you know, her successes. But the program is a really good program, and because it includes every area. So it's mind, body, and spirit. It's not just your body and isolating your body as, which is what most weight loss programs do. They just focus on the problem and not the cause, or, you know, how to work on the solution other than...
They're working on the symptoms.
Yeah, they're working on the symptoms. And we really, as you know, we need to work from the inside out. We don't work from the outside in. So, yes, we can identify that we need to start making some changes, and we can do it from a place of love instead of fear. So, you know, focusing on your health and well-being. But, you know, the tips that we give you aren't the whole thing. So you really need to be part of the program, because there's a whole bunch of things that kind of interweave together to assist you in this, you know, perfect program. And, you know, again, I've been a little bit of a problem this past time, but it really is one of the best.
Yeah, but even all the issues you've had, you've still lost 31 inches
exactly,
in that time.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, like
my first goal.
Like most people who've gone through what you've gone through the last few months, they would have gained weight.
Possibly, yes. Well, yes, of course. If I hadn't been on this program, I would have kept gaining for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, too quickly, like, because everything has been so out of whack. So anyway, so I am very grateful that I came back into this program and remembered it due to a synchronistic event that happened. But
yeah.
So let's continue talking about the cycles.
Okay, let's go back to the cycles. Well, you see, so this is the whole thing. And I mean, again, I don't mind. We're giving all the information for free. Everything's free, including the support, okay? I'm not going to get into why we're doing that, you know, but hey, all I want from you in return for that is to keep track of how much you're losing and what parts of our program you're following. Say, okay, you know, I can say 100 people did it this way and got these results, 100 people did it the other way and got these other results, and that's all I'm asking back from you. And so, but the whole idea is that I don't want to give too much on the show, because then you think you've got the whole thing and you've only got a tiny little piece of it. So I want to give it to you, but I want to give you the whole thing. So what happens when you go and register is not a problem. You register for the lessons. They kick in automatically. You get three lessons automated, and then you book in your support, and then it's all online and either usually in a support room kind of thing. And then each week as you attend support, which is free, you get to meet other people all on the same path as you are, and that's when you get your next lesson. So each week you're getting your next lesson in the support. So all those lessons are pre-recorded. And there's all the information, of course, in the support. You get an insight into other people and so on. You don't have to air your linen in public. That's not the kind of support it is. And so it's all there for you to get the whole package. But let me give you just a little bit about the cycles. And we go much more deeply into this in the lessons themselves. And within 24 hours of registering, you get your quick start, which gives you the little things to do to get you start losing weight right away the first week, results that you can measure. So basically, but let me tell you a bit about the eating patterns, how we change it, okay? And this is the nice part that people really like about this program is here's the first thing. First of all, when you go on a diet, for example, the first thing is like, well, wow, am I going to be able to last? Am I going to stick it out this time? You know, or how much am I going to lose before I fall off the wagon and all these kinds of things? And so the first thing you get is stress, which is bad for you, because when you're stressful, and most diet systems will stress you out, but the stress causes your body to release certain hormones, which increases your cravings for food. So you're depriving yourself of being on a diet, plus the hormones kick in, and now you're craving even more, and you wonder why it's a struggle, okay? So on our program, we go the opposite way, and here's the first step, okay? The first step is that from the time you get up in the morning, until you go to bed at night, everything that you're eating now, you know, on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, everything that you eat from the time you get up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night, you are still allowed to eat. Okay? Number one. That's the first thing. The second step is, however, is we eat all that food between the hours of 12 noon and 8 p.m. Okay? Because it fits into when you're taking in that food. Okay? And so this is from 12 noon until 8 p.m. is when your body's taking in the food, you see. And so you're taking it in that way. Now, so if you're stuffing all of that food that you used to eat and those from the time you get up in the morning till you went to bed, and you stuff all that into your body between 12 noon and 8 p.m., well, first of all, it's hard to stuff all that. You have to work at it to begin with. So automatically, you're going to wind up eating a little bit less, which, of course, is going to cause you to lose some weight. Now, and if you're getting, you can eat all you want at that point and have your bigger meal be, you know, late in your evening meal being your bigger meal, and you're not going to be hungry after 8 p.m. either. You know, so, but what we do then, so first of all, you don't have the stress of, you know, that you're going to have to deprive yourself of anything. You're still eating the same food that you used to eat before, except that we've showed you how to eat it at a different time. And we're also going to teach you how to eat it differently. Okay. And that's a very important part of that mix. Now, in the mornings, you might be a little hungry because, you know, you have to have breakfast. We're going to add other food, food that everybody likes, real food, not, you know, some kind of shake or something. We're going to add real food to your diet all morning, and you can eat as much as you want. And so those are how we fit those cycles, because we help you to eat in such a way that helps you in the cleansing cycle as opposed to breaking off the cleansing. Otherwise, you know, you'd be getting more and more toxic, and we're never flushing it out, you see. And that's what happens. And here's a good example of that. It relates back to the cycle. And what happens when you eat a really big meal? You know, you feel sleepy afterwards, okay? You have a big meal, you feel sleepy. Well, why? Well, you're sleepy because your body's energy went to digest the food. Like, it's got food right there in your stomach. It's got to deal with it. So it goes and starts to has to digest. So, you know, go to sleep so I can deal with this food, you see. So this is what happens when you have a big, heavy breakfast of meat and so on in the mornings, is that your body's energy has to go to digest that food, and it stopped your elimination process, you see. So now, when do you eliminate? You don't, because we're always eating, you see. And so we're adding extra food, and that, again, helps you to become more nutritionally satisfied. And so even people that are not don't have access to these awesome supplements, like Ingrid, who's out in Jamaica, who can't get them over there, you know, is like the body is changing. The body is reshaping itself. And that's the most important thing. It's not so much that you're losing weight, is that you're reshaping your body, you know. And again, but learning to work in harmony with how your body works. You see, the clinics don't teach you that. But then, see, they want you back next year. Give them more money, you see. So, you know, if they help, if the weight loss industry, which just in the U.S. and Canada is somewhere around the area of over $65 billion a year, with a failure rate that's somewhere between 95 and 98%, depending on who you listen to, well, you know, look at the results of what's being taught. And you see, if everybody lost the weight overnight and kept it off, the weight loss clinics would all go out of business overnight. You see?
Yeah.
So only by repeat customers, and they're creating their own repeat customers by helping you to lose the weight in such a way that you're slowing down your metabolism and making your problem worse, you see. And you can go from clinic to clinic, go to a different clinic each time, play musical clinics, but you're still dieting and messing up your metabolism each time. So our job is to rebuild it. Does it happen overnight? Of course not, but it won't take very long, you see. I mean, and again, this is why I was happy to have Ingrid on today, because it shows, you know, 4 weeks just getting started, getting learning her way around and so on. And then now 3 weeks later, what's manifested in that time in her life. And again, she's got some disadvantage in the sense that, you know, she doesn't have access to these supplements. So she's doing it completely naturally. And that's okay with her.
That's what I did the first time.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
Completely different place the first time. So.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So this is the thing. And so it's not rocket science. It's not magic. But, you know, but this is not for everybody. This program is not for everybody, okay? It's for the people that if you're ready to say, okay, I want to do this. I want to get serious about my weight. I want to get serious about my health. And I want to do it once and for all. And make a commitment to yourself to invest a little bit of your life for your life.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Exactly. So we're going to go to our next break. When we come back, we will have Ingrid, and she can talk about, you know, her success and how she's been doing on the program. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Armin Dupuis. If you want more information about this, I can't say it enough. It's a free program. It's one of the best programs I've been in contact with because it really does offer all the areas that you really need. Plus, the support is key because it keeps you motivated and it keeps you wanting to move forward. You can go to his website, dietlist.info. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. And today we've been talking with Armin Dupuis on his great program that is Slimless.
Dietless Swimming.
No, no, we want to slim down. It wouldn't be slimless. Diet swimming.
And we have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, apparently. yes. And you can find out more about his about Armand and his website and to hit the program at dietlist.info. That's dietlist.info. And I've been bringing him on the show, one, because I've been following the program, and two, because I so honor the fact that you do this all for free. And, you know, it's really been part of your life work to assist people. You've never even had the problem, but you do know that the program works for those that do. So, I mean, I just think it's a great program. And mostly because it's not just about the body, it's not just about the symptoms, it really includes a mind, body, and spirit. And that's what we have to do. Everything has to have that emphasis. So welcome back, Armand, and we have Ingrid with us.
Yes, Ingrid.
Hi.
So tell us about you and how you've been doing on the program, Ingrid. You're always so positive and up, so.
Well, let me bring you up to date. I'm into my 7th week, and I have now lost 16.5 inches.
Nice.
And absolutely, absolutely. I'm feeling very, very good about that. And, you know, I can spend the rest of this session talking about the benefits to be derived from following this system. But in total agreement with you, Lori, that it's just so inspiring what Armand has chosen to do, because I'm sure he could be doing other things. Mm. And the fact that he's clearly on his path, fulfilling his life purpose, channeling so much joy, so much joy to those of us who are willing to take the next step in mastering our own life experiences, in learning how to integrate that mind, body, spirit in a very positive way. And on that note, you know, it just gets better and better for me. And as I progress, it gets easier and easier. And that's one of the things that I think we really I'd love to share with our listeners that once you decide to do what you have to do and you have the right tools to do it, it really becomes simply a no-brainer or a piece of cake.
Yeah.
But the easier it is, it's more likely, more enjoyable, and more sustainable for your progress.
Oh, well, this is the one of the big issues, is that the fact that it's easy, okay? And again, if you're working from the inside out as opposed to the outside in, then weight control is very easy. And the one point that you made, Ingrid, is that, you know, in most weight loss programs, of course, you're going to be in some diet and so on, doing heavy-duty workouts, whatever. But as you progress through that type of a weight loss system, it gets progressively more difficult and more difficult and more difficult till finally you can't stay on the diet anymore, because we know that our nutrition is lacking, especially in the minerals, and so you're lacking all these minerals. One of the main causes of obesity is malnutrition, and then you go on a diet and you're starving yourself even more of those essential nutrients, and so eventually it gets harder and harder and harder. Where with us, for example, it gets easier and easier because you're developing some skills. You're developing skills that to be able to facilitate changes in your life and to be able to make those changes, those little changes, very, very easy. And, of course, another reason that's getting easier is because I know in the beginning, Ingrid, the only exercise, by the way, that we do, folks, is walking. There is no other exercise. We don't recommend any other exercise. For the purpose of fat burning, walking is it. Now, again, there's about a dozen secrets we teach you about walking to turn ordinary walking into the best metabolism rebuilder and fat burner that there is. But that being said, is that that's the exercise. And like in the beginning, I don't get it. What could you walk 4 or 5 minutes at a time before getting all tired and out of breath?
Yeah, in the beginning, yep.
Yeah, and then I remember you telling me you're up to 15, 20 minutes and so on. You're able to walk. How are you walking these days?
Yesterday I shared with you that I went beyond an hour.
Yeah.
And after walking, then I settled down with about 15, 20 minutes of some yoga postures just to relax now, you know, balance back the flexibility with the muscles.
Right.
And that's, for me, you know, such an amazing place to be. And I'm running up and down my steps without getting breathless. And I shared that with you as well, that before I started,
exactly,
I would go up, run up my stairs, and it's a chore. And I'm breathless. No, I'm popping up and down like nobody's business.
Yeah. And that's all in less than 7 weeks. Right. And so it just goes to show that doing the right thing, you see, but what's important from a weight loss point of view is not the fact that you've become more fit. It's the fact you've become more fat-burning fit. And that's why in the past week you've lost even more. You've lost inches. Every week you've lost some inches. But the last time you measured, you had lost 3¾ inches for that week. Why? Right. Because you've built up some fat-burning muscle mass on your body, and you're a more efficient fat burner. So now it's coming off a little faster, you see? Yeah. But it took us, you know, almost 7 weeks to get to that point. But now it's a piece of cake. It's easy.
Yeah. And it was. It has been quite easy to track my own progress. Mm-hmm. It has been without calorie counting and weight watching. You know, Armand, I have no scale and I have no intention of investing in one. And it has just progressively gotten easier and easier. It's such a simple system. It's almost sometimes as if it's really working. You know, can something so simple be so profound and so effective? Because we know that we've been programmed to do some hard work, no pain, no gain. And I personally have been there and done that with the gym experience, that I would work out for 1.5 hours at the gym, and when I'm through, I'm exhausted. And the only thing I'm good for is a shower and to hit the bed. And that's first thing in the morning, and certainly counterproductive to an energized way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I know for sure that experience wasn't working for me. And it's not that I didn't have super qualified, caring, gym
instructors,
personal trainers. Yeah. So.
But you see that the problem, and I think I've mentioned this in one of the other shows, the problem with the fitness centers, and this is something, and I mean, look, if you have a qualified fitness instructor who went to school to be a fitness instructor and all that stuff, okay, most of them are very good at their job. And their job is teaching people how to become fit, how to become strong, how to develop stamina and stuff like that, okay? Do the weightlifting, do all these machines, how to do all these, work out all the different muscle groups, you know, and build yourself up as fast as possible without hurting yourself, okay? That's their job, and most of them are very good at it, okay? But here's the problem. Is that people go to them to learn how to burn fat. And when they went to school, they didn't learn about that. And I've said this, I think, in the first show a few years ago. I went and I did a survey personally of, I think it was 26 different fitness centers. I always spoke to the most experienced person in the place, the owner or manager, and I always asked them the same question after asserting myself they were qualified. I said, when you went to school to become a qualified fitness instructor, did they teach you the difference between fat-burning exercise and sugar-burning exercise? And guess what? I usually got a blank stare. I never got a yes. They didn't even know what I was talking about. And burning fat and burning sugar is two totally different animals, okay? But the fitness experts don't know that part of it. They know all the other stuff, but not fat burning. It's not their area of expertise. It's that simple. It's not their fault. They're not stupid. They just haven't learned that.
Yeah.
See? And that's the key. So now your body's becoming very – oh, by the way, as we close, what did your husband say about you?
He says, I don't know what it is, but something feels different about your legs.
Can we say that's torn me up a little bit, you know? Yeah, there you go. So there's the best results possible, right?
Yeah, you know, and he confirmed that again last night. He said to me, you know, whatever you're doing, just stay focused. Keep working on your program.
There you go.
That's great. All right, we're going to go to our last break. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Armin Dupuy. We have had Ingrid on as a guest to talk about her progress. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shay, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today we've been talking with Armin Dupuy, who runs a dietless slimming program that you can find out more information if you go to the website dietless.info. You sign up for the classes, and you get three of them within a few days, and then you sign up and get support classes. Everything's free. It really is a dynamic program, and the best program that's worked for me. Even with all of the concerns that I've had this past 3 months, not quite 3 months yet, but I still, it's been a good journey for me, because I've had to, you know, rebalance out the things that haven't been working, and it's been a bit of a process, but we're getting it.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's the main thing, you know, that you're achieving the goals. And, you know, and we have to deal with that. I mean, everybody's going to have different issues. Some people have medical issues. You know, we have, for example, some people have diabetes. A large percentage of the population today is diabetic, type 2 diabetes. And it's getting rampant in children also. And the thing of it is, and here's the problem with that, is that, you know, if your blood sugar is out of balance, if you're diabetic, for example, which is an extreme case, it's almost impossible to metabolize the fat.
Mm-hmm. You see? But so, our diet, our North American diet, is the cause of...
Well, of course it is.
Number 2 diabetes. Even if you don't have it yet, the chances are you are suffering from... blood sugar problems.
Well, according to some doctors that I've read, you know, in the recent past, is some doctors believe that at least 98% of all the people in the Western world have some degree of blood sugar problems. Okay, and so to the degree that you have a blood sugar problem, it is progressively more difficult to metabolize the fat. I mean, here's the point: how many skinny diabetics do you know? There's a few around, but boy, they're rare. You see? So that's the whole issue. But, you know, today, with the right supplementation, providing the body with what it needs and getting rid of some of the garbage that people eat, we can eliminate type 2 diabetes in most cases in 2-3 months. You know?
Right.
And so these are possible. So there's no need to suffer with that. But the whole programming of the culture is to train you to live with it, you know? Buy the insulin and this and this and this and this and do all this stuff. Buy these equipment to test your blood and so on. They're focusing on sustaining the illness, you see.
Yes.
As opposed to say, okay, what can we do to – see, the illness is a symptom. What's the cause? Correct the cause. Symptom goes away. You see, again, so again, I have to say it's not rocket science. It's really quite simple. And this is the thing, to look at everything. And one of the big things I've seen in Ingrid, you know, in a change in her just in the last 3 weeks, and that's why I like to bring her on today, is because she's like taken by leaps and bounds, going into a whole different understanding herself, making those positive changes. And she's gone through a lot of, let's say, garbage in her life in the last while. And through all of that, she's able to fly through it. And, of course, the guided meditation has helped a lot and so on. And this is how we teach you how to use your imagination to make those positive changes in your life without having to struggle with it. And that's the key to the whole thing, you know. And to learn some simple things, learn how your body cycles are working. And as a matter of fact, I had that question come up. A question came up just in the class yesterday. And, you know, well, what about me? I mean, I work a different shift work, so I don't get up at 7 in the morning. I get up at 10 o'clock. No problem. Take the eating cycle and just move it over by that many hours and go with it. So go with the flow of your body. And so we don't have a cookie-cutter type of diet plan or anything like that. It's you're eating the food you like. And, you know, again, like I said about the cycles, we teach you how to eat it differently and at different times and eat them in a different way, which begins to change the body chemistry just by doing that, you see. And so as these things start to come in, it's not the body cycles, it's not the walking, it's not any one thing, but it's all those little things that are easy to do, especially with the IntelliKey teachings, that allow you to have maximum effect for what you're doing, you see.
Right.
And some people are going to lose faster than others, but the whole idea is that we're getting healthier, you know. The body's toning up, the body's firming up, you know. And the nice thing about doing it this way is you're not going to get, especially for women, you're not going to get all, bulgy muscles. The walking is not going to put on any bulgy muscles. It's more like slim, sexy muscle that you're going to put on from walking. But it's also the fat-burning muscle mass you're putting on. And that's the key to the whole thing there as far as the metabolism is involved, you see. So, yeah, all these things come together. And, again, people will go through different issues and so on. But if you're doing all the other things, one issue is not going to change the game for you. May not be as easy as the next person, right? I mean, Ingrid is not losing anywhere near as fast as some of the people on the supplements because she can't get them. So, you know, that's the bottom line. But she's coping with that. It's not a problem, you see? And it's about attitude. And knowing that you're starting to make those changes yourself on your own is that I'm not doing it for you. I'm going to give you some tools, some infrastructure, a scaffold, if you will. You're filling in the blanks. You're making those changes in your life. But it'll be the easiest weight loss program that you've ever been on. That's the one thing I can guarantee you, if you follow it. You know, right. If you go and do some other weird thing, well, don't blame me if it's hard. But if you do the right thing, it's going to be easy, you see. And that's the bottom line, to succeed, to be easy, and to have it for the rest of your life.
Right.
And that's really the bottom line. I mean, what's the point in, you know, gain and lose? I mean, you know, it's very expensive to lose the same 30 pounds over and over and over again. Let's get it done once and for all, right? You know,
yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Get onto the program. There's no pressures of any kind. You don't need the supplements, you know, if you don't want them. The whole program is the same for everybody. I just want to know some stats, and your information will never get published, okay? I just want to know, like, you know, like I said earlier, 100 people that did it this way got these results. 100 people did it the other way. They got these other results. That's all I'm looking for at this stage. What we'll do with the show down the road and charge for it for the program, again, the jury's out on that. I haven't made up my mind on that. But right now it's free. So if you're signed in, it'll never cost you any money to go from there.
So get signed in now, because, you know, you could charge a lot of money for this program and still not be anywhere near what some of them are charging on the
Exactly. I mean, some clinic. Are, you know, people are going to fat farms and things like that and spending anywhere from $2,000 to $7,000 per week. What? To be put on a drastic diet, you know, and, you know, burn yourself out doing sugar-burning exercise and trying to lose fat.
Right.
And so when you come back home after spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 per week, if you can afford that kind of money, you're going to gain it back with a vengeance because you've redirected your metabolism.
Yeah, not good.
That's
all right.
The thing.
So
okay.
we have to end the show, but thank you very much, Armin. I know you're going to be back sometime in June. I just haven't looked at my schedule yet
to figure out
when it is.
Whatever it is, no problem. We'll have fun.
And
it we have some more news to report, you know.
There you go.
And it gives your listeners a chance of following some of the people like Ingrid and so on as we, you know, we're just starting. Everybody's just starting, but it's happening real nice.
Nice. All right. So join us again next month. There will be a schedule up for the beginning of the month, so you'll know when it is. Find out more information about Armin at his website, dietless.info. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.